in this bulletin. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has announced a $1 million boost for 60 drought towns. The Australian Labour Party has promised to push down energy prices. Relief supplies are being airdropped in the flood-hit South Indian state. And in sports, Israel Folau will miss Game 2 against New Zealand. And it's Djokovic vs Federer in Cincinnati Masters Final. With the latest bulletin, I am Joy Joshi. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has announced an increase in the support funding for 60 drought-stricken towns in Australia. As part of the $1.8 billion support funding, councils across Western Queensland, New South Wales and Victoria will be issued $1 million each. Pastoralists in Western New South Wales called for additional help to tackle the worst dry spell in 50 years. An association of pastoralists in West Darling said the area is desperately dry and there's double pressure on food resources. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said the support funding has been increased twofold.
We're going to double the amount of concessional loans that will be available to farmers. These are really important, from $1 million up to $2 million. That's really important to ensure that people can get access to concessional finance to make the investments they need to make themselves more resilient and, so far as they can, drought-proof.
The Australian Labour Party has unveiled its own plan to push down power prices as the coalition party room remains at loggerheads over energy policy. Labour claims simpler pricing and capped power price deals will cut $165 from the annual bill of more than a million households, with small businesses to save $1,500 per year. Opposition leader Bill Shorten says the Turnbull government's internal civil war about energy only guarantees higher power prices for families and businesses. Emergency warning has been issued for the out-of-control bushfire in north of Sydney. Residents in the Hunter region of New South Wales were told it was too late to leave. Strong westerly winds have intensified the blaze, which has burned through more than 1,480 hectares. The Rural Fire Service believes a caravan may have been destroyed, but crews are yet to confirm. Relief supplies are being dropped from helicopters by the Indian Air Force, as areas of Kerala remain submerged after floods hit the southern Indian state. People have been trapped without food, water and electricity. The death toll from floods and landslides sits at more than 300, with millions forced to move into relief camps. Indian Air Force Relief Operations Squad Leader Vineet Joshi says supplies are being dropped to those most in need.
Situations are very bad near the area, Chengannur, especially near the Chengannur, near the hill where it's Chengannur area situated. More of the areas, habited areas are flooded there. And we are trying to rescue. Initially, we are benching up people. And right now, we are supplying the food and water supply to the people there.
Tributes are pouring in for former UN Secretary General and Nobel Peace Prize laureate Kofi Annan, who died yesterday aged 80. Mr. Annan spent decades championing efforts to try to end conflicts in Africa, Asia and the Middle East. UN Geneva Office Director General Michael Moller says Mr. Annan's passing is bad for the world.
We have lost the moral voice of the world today. It's bad for the world in so many other ways. He was a peacemaker. He was always in the forefront of trying to help people. It's devastating for me personally. He was a mentor. He was a role model. He was a friend.
Wallaby star Israel Folau will miss the second game of the Bledisloe Cup against the All Blacks. Folau has been ruled out after he suffered an ankle injury during the first game at the Olympic Stadium. The Australian team flew to New Zealand this morning without Folau. The Wallabies will play the second game in Auckland, where they haven't won since 1986. Novak Djokovic overcame Marin Cilic to reach his sixth Cincinnati Masters final. He'll play Roger Federer in the title match. Federer says he's excited to be back in another final against Djokovic.
It's a lot riding again on the match. It's great to refresh our rivalry that we have been going on for so many years now. And it's nice to see him back, having won Wimbledon and now back in another finals for him here in Cincy.
And now a look at today's weather. In Perth, sunny at 24 degrees. In Adelaide, partly cloudy at 14. In Melbourne, showers, windy at 11. In Hobart, similar conditions at 9 degrees. Canberra, a possible shower at 11 degrees. In Wollongong, windy, partly cloudy at 16. In Sydney and Newcastle, much the same, but about 17 degrees. In Brisbane, becoming windy and sunny at 23. In Cairns, sunny at 29. In Darwin, much the same, but at 33 degrees. I am Joy Joshi. This is SBS News.